Drive-throughs may have at one time been a controversial item on Sackville Town Council's agenda, and there are still strong opinions for and against to be found in discussions on social media groups. But after a public hearing by Tantramar Council on Tuesday afternoon, it's hard to argue that residents feel strongly one way or another on the issue. Not only did no one show up for the public hearing, including the proponent himself, but no comments were submitted online or by mail through Plan 360. Councillors themselves didn't weigh in on their opinions on the issue, though a number of them had questions for planner Lori Bickford about the proposed bylaw amendments she presented on Tuesday. Bickford said the amendments she put forward could address one of the main issues cited in 2001 when drive-thrus were originally banned, which was concerns over traffic congestion and confusion at exit 504. The amendments would allow for drive-thrus as a permitted use in highway commercial zones, but would include design standards and also a requirement for a traffic impact study to be conducted, paid for by the developer, and submitted to Plan 360. Here's Lori Bickford describing the design standards that any new drive-thru would have to meet.
Main ones being minimum queuing on the site, so they would now be required to have 11 inbound spaces and 2 exiting spaces. Also looking at minimum size requirements, so setting that when we're looking at site plans that they're able to accommodate those with the appropriate size. Also looking at defining those laneways so that they're separated from the other traffic that's on the properties themselves. Making sure that there's clear visibility from exiting drive-thrus either off the site as well as from the building. And looking at incorporating pedestrian crossing where necessary, where people have to pass through those drive-thru lanes.
A traffic impact study would also be required for any fast food restaurant or coffee shop, destination retail store, gas station, or convenience store of certain sizes outlined in the bylaw. Or if any other new development would generate more than 100 new car trips during peak traffic hours. The study would not be required to come to council for a decision, but rather the developer would be required to implement any recommendations from the study before qualifying for a development permit. Council has commissioned traffic engineering reports before. Back in April 2021, an engineer's report commissioned to look into the possibility of reducing speed limits on Pond Shore Road actually concluded that the speed limit should go up on part of the road. Council rejected the recommendation. The other reason behind the drive-thru ban was the extra emissions and air pollution caused by increased idling at drive-thrus. But Bickford argued that because the town had measures to prevent idling in their own fleets, and because they were doing things like installing electric vehicle chargers, the town wouldn't need to worry about allowing more venues for cars to idle. The new bylaw will now go through first, second, and third readings, which are typically held over 2 separate council meetings.